Das Chazar ist eigentlich nicht, aber ich habe gesagt, wenn Yehudim sagt, dass der Darm darf auf Dalet. Fragt nochmal, did the Rabbanon argue in Rabbi Yehudim and Yaakov and say that when the inviter makes a neder, it doesn't become bottle as a neder of Zeruzin, or do they agree with him that it is bottle? And if we say that they do argue with him, who does Allah follow? The Mara says, it's a mission that says, if a person tells his friend, I make a neder not to benefit from you, if you don't accept a gift of a core of wheat and 2 barrels of wine for your son, Zach the Mishnah, the neder can be annulled even without a chacham, because the friend can just simply respond, you want to give me these gifts to honor me, however, my non-acceptance is itself an honor. Now, this same seems to say that if not for the fact that the friend can respond, my refusal is my honor, the neder would be effective. Now, the Mishnah can't follow Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, because he would say that this is a neder zeruzim, and would anyway not be effective. It must be that the Mishnah follows the Rabbanon, and we see that the Rabbanon argue with Rabbi Elazar Yaakov. Mar says no. It may be that the Mishnah follows even Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and he would agree that the neder would be effective in this case because the person made that promise that he should not always be on the taking end, but should rather be a giver as well. For that reason, it was not a neder of Zeruzin, and therefore maybe it would be effective. Okay, the Mar tries again. The same Mishnah continues and says, if a person says to his friend, I make a neder that you are also to benefit from me if you don't give a core of wheat and 2 barrels of wine to my son, so Rabbi Meir says the neder is effective. The Rabbanan say it's ineffective because the person can say, it's as if I've received a gift from you, and in that way remove the neder. Now this seems to say that if not for the fact that the person can say, it's as if I received a gift from you, the neder would be effective. Now the Mishnah can't follow Rabbi Yaakov because he would say this is a neder zeruzin, and therefore wouldn't be effective anyway, so it must be that the Mishnah follows the Rabbanan. On, and we see that the Rabbanon argue with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Zaktimar, no. It may be that the Mishnah even follows Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and he would agree that the neder would be effective in this case, not just a neder zeruzin. Why? Because the person made the promise that he would not always be on the giving end, but should rather be a taker as well. For that reason, it may be that it's not a neder of zeruzin, and therefore it is effective. Mara tries again. Markashisha, the son of Rav Chisa, said to Rav Ashi, we can bring a proof from a Mishnah. The Mishnah explains Nidrei Oinsin to be where a person made a neder against his friend if he doesn't come to eat by him, and the friend was then prevented from going to eat by him because the friend was sick, or there was a flood, or the child was sick, etc., something like that. The neder is not effective because it's a Nidrei Oinsin. Now, this seems to say that if not for the fact that it's a Nidrei Oinsin, the neder would be effective. Now, the Mishnah can't follow Rav Elazar ben Yaakov because Ochayr, he would say that this is a Nidrei Zeruzin, and would anyway therefore not be effective. It must be that the Mishnah follows the Rabbanon, and we see that the Rabbanon argues with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Zaktimar, no. It could be that the Mishnah follows Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The case in this Mishnah is where the friend was pressuring the person to be given an invitation to a meal. And when the person agreed to invite him finally, the friend asked the inviter, the one who gave the invitation finally, the one who wants to be invited, said to the one who invited him, make a neder that you're going to invite me. And if I don't show up and end up for the meal, there'll be some type of neder. So Mara said, this is not a case of neder zeruzin, since the person was not trying to persuade his friend to come. Adarabba, it was making a neder that he's going to come. And therefore, it would be effective, and therefore it's not a case of oinus, and that's why there's no raya that the Rabbanon would argue in the case of regular neder zeruzin. Mara says, we learn in the Braisa, so it says that furthermore, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, if a person says to his friend, I make a neder not to benefit from you if you don't come to eat by me and eat hot bread or a hot drink, and the friend doesn't come, this is a Nidrei Zeruzin, however, the Rabbanon do not agree with him. Presumably, this means that the Rabbanon disagree with him even in the first case as well, meaning it says furthermore, referring to an addition in the case of the Mishnah. As Mashmah, they argue with him in the case of the Mishnah as well. We have a proof that the Rabbanon do argue on Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Okay, so we come to the second question. How do we paskin? Where it says we find that Rav Huna and Rav Adar bar Hava both paskin like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The Mishnah then goes on to explain the next type of neder that we said has no real effect, the neder Nidrei Havoi. And the Mishnah says a neder of Havoi, which literally means like exaggeration, would be where someone says, this item should be ushered to me with a neder if I did not see 600,000 people on this road. Or if he says, if I did not see a snake like the beam of an olive press. The Gemara says, the Braisa says, a neder of Havoi is not effective, but a shvua of Havoi is effective. In fact, what's the case of a shvua of Havoi? It can't be where he says, I make a shvua if I did not see 600,000 people, because he has truly made no shvua, since he did not mention that what he would come usher with. Gemara says, the case is where he says, I make a shvua that I saw 600,000 people. Rava asked, it's obvious that since he didn't see 600,000 people, the shua will make him usher. What's the Braisa teaching us? Also, this explanation is different than the case of neder habavoi, because it should really be similar, we should make it in a way that's similar, because the Braisa compares the two. Rather, Rava said, the case of shua's havoi is where a person says, all the fruit in the world should be ushered to me through a shua if I didn't see 600,000 people on this road. The Braisa is teaching that the Rabbanim were machmir and considered this to be a shua. Although it's common for people to exaggerate, we only allow that as an excuse by Nadar. darm. By shvuais, on the other hand, we require people to be more deliberate with their wording, and therefore we would just not let it. We not let them get off the hook with it, just like this. Maybe the person actually saw 600,000 ants, and he said he saw 600,000 people, and what he meant is that what he saw, like the number that left Mitzrayim, meaning I saw that many ants. In which case, it's a valid shua. It is what he meant literally. And that's what he was referring to when he made the shua. Zakhmar Ravashi said, when a person swears, his verbiage is given the meaning that that's common to popular understanding. Therefore, we don't say that he was referring to ants, but rather was referring to real people, because again, we give his words the common understanding of his words, not what he in his mind decided what it means when he said people, he really meant ants.